Welcome to El Taita Podcast, episode 6, Separation Anxiety, with your host, Carlos Letelier. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Can't believe we're actually at the episode 6 of my podcast. I hope you have enjoyed the journey as much as I have from the beginning until this episode. This episode, we're going to talk about, the usual changes my son makes and upgrading and growing and things like that and other patterns that are changed and everything else I discuss as his progression goes. But as usual, for all the new people that have joined this podcast and are recently new to the show, this podcast is about me discussing my experiences as a first-time father. And I share with you all the progress that my son is making, basically, from growing and growing and eating and eating and pooping, basically. So with that being said, let's get started. As I mentioned, everybody else who's new to the show, this is episode 6. If you would like to catch up into the previous shows, they're available on your favorite app like Apple Podcasts or even Spotify. Or if you don't even use those, you can use the website as well. Listen to the podcast right there. And as I mentioned in the previous podcast, this podcast is completely free. So there's a donation option. If you want to give some donations to help support the channel, you're welcome to do so, but it's not obligational. But either donation that there is greatly appreciated. Any donation that is on the site goes to my son anyways, for diapers or whatever else he needs. Another thing for everybody else, additionally, who is new to this podcast, the idea of the podcast, it was something that I had brewing in the back, in the background, I should say, for a while, and I decided to do it. It's a great experience also because I like to share with you the experiences and the journey of becoming a first-time dad. With that being said, the title also, El Taita, means the father or the father figure. So that's why I came up with the idea of becoming, you know, El Taita podcast and making it now, which is kind of growing, and I'm very impressed and I appreciate all the support. So thank you guys for that. So with that being said, the thing that I usually like to do at the beginning of each episode is kind of give you guys a update on how my wife is doing, because as I mentioned in previous episodes, the shorter version is that she had my son, and when he was born, I kid you not, he was 9 pounds, 11 ounces, and she went natural birth. So yeah, she's recuperating after that big baby birth, and my son is well and healthy and eating a lot. So that should give you a good idea on how well he's progressing. So yeah, with that being said, let's get on with the show. Actually, I mentioned this is episode 6, Separation Anxiety. So now at this point of this episode and this podcast and this journey as being a new time dad, at the beginning, I was in parental leave, taking care of or helping around taking care of my son and then my wife recovering. And now I have gone full time back to work. And therefore, it's a little bit more challenging now, because before I used to spend every day with him and now I don't because I work depending on the hours, depending on the tasks or the jobs that are assigned to me. And sometimes I may finish early, sometimes I may finish late. So the bottom line is it changes a little bit. And it's tough in a way, because going from being in parental leave to taking care of him, changing his diaper, having a crappy sleeping pattern or not at all, because I usually wake up, especially the beginning, the first to third week, I was waking up at 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 and, you know, 10. So there was no sleeping pattern because he would move around or wake up and needed a diaper change. So I had to be there for that. So now after going back to work, after not being in parental leave, it changes a couple of things, like I mentioned. And sometimes I get home late and it's tough because I barely see him and I can't even change his diaper, or he might be sleeping or feed him or anything like that. So it does take some re-getting used to. The mommy is here, so she takes care of him all the time. And that's a great backup, absolutely. But it just makes a difference when, as a father, when you're there. So going from working all the time and seeing him very little, every dad, I'm guessing, is different, or every relationship is different. But mine, it was just simply going from that adaptation to going back to work, even though we had to go and make a living and pay for the bills, which is totally understandable, especially after a father who has to take the role and the mantle as being, you know, the mantle of the house. Even though in this world and in this day of age, there's a lot of independent moms and independent women, we have to alleviate and adapt and tone to the upcoming changes as having a new child. Some of the changes, though, that my son has done till this point, since I got back to work, is some of the sleeping patterns. The sleeping patterns change. The eating patterns is the same. He eats a lot more. He used to eat every 4 hours, 3 hours, and eventually whenever he wakes up and he's hungry, especially after a big diaper destruction, like he poops all over the diaper, he kind of empties the tank, so he has to eat a lot more. And that's totally understandable. So that's one of the things that he has changed. The one thing that's different compared to the first few weeks, now that he's more than 1 month old, is he doesn't seem to sleep a lot more like before. He has like naps. Like recently, he's still, you know, baby, so in the baby mode. So they still need to do skin to skin. And I would put him in front of my chest or on top of my chest and then kind of like accommodate him and like in a womb motion and he will fall asleep. So today I actually did skin to skin, and then we both fell asleep. So we were both taking naps. I didn't realize how tired I was. So we both kind of passed out, and well, then we woke up like within 30 minutes because it was definitely a cat nap. He woke up, I woke up. So yeah. So like I mentioned, sleeping patterns are a little bit different. The one thing I'm doing now that I wasn't doing before, and per pediatrician's orders, she recommended we take him out on the stroller and go out for a walk. So where I live, there's a couple of stores nearby, so you should take him around and kind of just cruise and kind of show him around town, you know. So that definitely helps, because not only is the stroller a motion similar to carrying the baby in the womb, it definitely helps with the baby until they wake up, and then you got to do a diaper change or got to feed them. The last time I took him on the stroller out for a run, he was actually really good. He woke up and then he started crying. Then I gave him the pacifier, and then I rocked him in the stroller, and I didn't take him out from there, and he was fine. So the one thing by taking him out and showing him around, you know, you can take him around the block if you don't want to do a long run or your time is limited, which is totally fine. It does help because it simulates the rocking motion that would be like a mom carrying him in the womb. So the stroller definitely helps with that. You don't even have to even take the stroller. You can, if you have enough space in the house, you can just put him in the stroller and kind of wiggle left to right. Or unless you have a rocking chair, that also helps a lot. And something that kind of assimilates the womb with the mom. So that's one of the things, a rocking chair or a stroller, you know, things like that. So yeah, so that's definitely one pattern that has changed. Me personally, it's been a little bit different because I don't see him as often as I like to see him. So weekends, I take full advantage of that. The mommy needs a break too. She needs to do her own things. And you as moms need to feel, you know, whole, and you like to pamper yourselves. I mean, you did the hard job. So if we can substitute in to, you know, be completely supportive as we should be, then absolutely, by all means. So I spend all the time that I have just with him. Well, let's say sleeping, then I can take care of other things. But for the most time, I can, you know, spend time with him and then just do the bare necessities. The usual, change the diaper, you know, feed him and things like that. So yeah, in regards to that, he's still growing. He's still healthy, he's still strong. The one problem is at this point is that he has still of a breathing problem. Not breathing problem per se, but he has a little bit of congestion. So you can still use the drops. I think it's saline drops. I forgot to look at the brand that I was looking at. But it's, you know, something you should definitely use. And there's also a couple of machines that you can use to help him with the breathing that kind of cleans the nose and things like that. You can still use a humidifier. I think I might have mentioned in the last episode that I don't use the noise machine anymore, the sound machine. I normally just put music, and I usually like to alternate it. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. For any of the gamers that might be listening to this podcast, I managed to put a little bit of Skyrim. The Elder Scrolls Skyrim is a RPG game, if you guys are familiar with any of that. But the point is, the music for that game. It's very orchestra, like when you go around navigating, looking around for places. So my son seems to like that and soothes him, and it makes him fall asleep. So you can find your own thing to put on. You can find any music you want. As I mentioned in other episodes, I put Tool, the band, and then I put things like Black Eyed Peas, things like that. So, you know, you got to find what works for your baby. That's the point of this exercise and this experience, I should say. So some of the things that I have done has definitely worked for them. He does seem to get a little more cranky now when he doesn't take a good nap. And I'm guessing it's because he's still not fully used to sleeping on his own. He has a time window where he will just sleep for like 5 hours, which hasn't changed. But in the day, he still needs to be either rocked in a swinging chair or in the arms or skin to skin. Otherwise, he will not have it. Once you grab him and you put him down, he will just start fidgeting in the bassinet and just start crying. So he needs that closure, basically. He's not up to the level where he can be on his own. There's sometimes that I do have not a rocking chair, but like a stationary chair, and I put him in there. But after a good 10 minutes, that's probably the record, he just starts not having it. He gets cranky, he starts crying. I would check the diaper. He's already been fed. He's already had a nap or two. So he just, you know, certain things don't work. So one of those things, like the chair, doesn't work. I recently bought a swing chair. I haven't tested that out yet. And it has the same motion as he would be in the mom's womb. So I'm hoping within today or tomorrow, actually, well, he's sleeping now. So within tomorrow, the mommy will be able to tell me if the swinging chair works. So hopefully that alleviates some of that fuzziness when we can't hold them because we're running around the house doing things, which is completely natural, especially if you are a new time parent who's very busy. That's totally understandable. But one of the advices I can give you guys is that you can either get a swinging chair. There's swinging chairs that go left to right, or you can get a swinging chair that goes front to back. There's a couple. There's ones that are battery powered. There's ones that are not battery powered that uses just the motion of the baby, and you can incline them and you can even store them. Thanks again, my cousin, for giving me the tips on which ones to get. You can check out Amazon. Again, Amazon is not paying me to say this. You know, they don't even know that I'm talking about them right now, but that's a good source to check. There are other stores you can check, but as a matter of fact, just check around. You can either Google it, but my best bet will be Amazon. A rocking chair would definitely be the way to go. So in that regard, another thing that might have changed, aside from the timing that is shortened that I spent with him, is just simply the face expressions. The face expressions that he does, they're just adorable. When I change his diaper now, he smiles once in times in a while. A lot of times when I usually have the same routine as before, when I would put him down to change his diaper. And he's been really good with me where he would know that I'm changing his diaper. So I would like put music or talk to him, like just like I'm talking to you guys right now. And it would work for him. There's some days that throughout this whole week where he just not having it. He just woke up and he had a long time. So he needs a diaper change stat and needs to be fed stat. But for the most part, from those days, it still works where I talk to him and then he's okay. And he gives me a lot of smiles. Whenever my mother-in-law talks to him, she talks to him kind of like baby cooing, you know, motion, and that works for him, and he smiles a lot. So that's definitely something very adorable as a pattern change that is happening this week, and I look forward to it every single time. And suffice to say that he keeps growing every single day that I see him. Even after I come back from work, he's just getting bigger and taller. Definitely, it's a lot, so he hasn't lost the appetite. That's, you know, something very, a big flag to keep in mind. If your baby's not eating, then, well, that's something to be concerned about. The biggest thing out of all of this, aside from the fact that he's almost 2 months, is to keep in track that he's eating, you know, that he's pooping. And if there isn't, don't be alarmed. It'll come in waves. And like I said, the eating, that's, you know, one thing, and just the temperature. Every once in a while, I check his temperature. Sometimes the baby might be warm, so maybe lose a couple of layers because we believe we have to put extra layers that we don't need to, even though it's technically not winter yet. But I understand because babies need one extra layer, not three or four of them. So make him comfortable enough. And that's another reason why I might be finding the sleep. Sometimes they're over covered in layers, and they're just too hot, so they can't sleep. So that's something to keep in mind, folks. So for the last thing before I go and conclude this episode on this podcast, I want to share something that I saw on Instagram. Not advertising for Instagram again, but I thought it was really nice to share with the mamas. And of course, there's also something else that I want to share with the dads. But ladies first, because, you know, they're the ones that brought us to the world. So here we go. So this is a piece that I read on Instagram. It goes like this. It goes, "I'm sorry, mama. I know you feel exhausted. I know you had only just laid down and closed your eyes. But I heard a noise. And when I opened my eyes, it was dark. I couldn't see you, mama. I couldn't feel you. I couldn't smell you. And I felt scared. I didn't know what else to do, so I started to cry. I knew you would come, mama. You always come. I saw your beautiful face. I felt your soft arms. I smelled your lovely smell. I didn't feel like crying anymore. I felt safe. I'm sorry, mama. Thank you for always coming. I love you." So I thought that was a very nice piece that I found on Instagram that I wanted to share with the mamas, because I wanted to make you mamas, new mamas, understand that I know sometimes you feel frustrated, you know, that the baby could drive you insane. I mean, I've been there and I'm a dad, so I didn't actually carry him on my womb, you know, so it's a different perspective. But that's something I wanted to share with the mamas out there, because it just makes sense. Kind of to remind you of, you know, stressful times, that it's worth in the long run, because they're still babies and they still rely on you. So even though they can't communicate with you through voice, they can still do it by emotions. And then hopefully later on, they'll be able to rely the I love you message themselves once they grow up. Now, for the daddies out there, including myself, who feel like they don't do enough, new dads like myself also, trust me, you're doing enough. And if you think you don't, just look around from where you started to how far you have become and everything you have accomplished, not just for you and the changes that have happened within you to become a new dad, but also the changes that have transcribed within you to become a better role model for your son or your daughter. So yeah, folks, wasn't aiming to get a little sentimental on this one, but I feel like I wanted to share a bit of pieces because it does help, especially for the new parents. You know, just words of power and comfort that anybody can use, especially new parents. So with that being said, guys, thank you so much, as always, for listening to this podcast. I really, really appreciate and love all the support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can't stop saying thank you. I will not stop saying thank you because of you guys. I make the effort of making this podcast, you know, entertaining as I can and as formative as I can. So with that being said, I will catch you on the next episode. Don't forget to subscribe, hit the notification, so that way you get alerts to know when the next episode is up. Each episode should be up every Thursday morning, unless I changed it, which if I do change it, I'll let you guys know beforehand. So thanks again, and I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.